Today's daf is daf chet, and we're holding on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, right at two dots at the bottom, at the Amud Beit. Ma'alinota. So the Mishnah says that the next step is we bring her up to the Petach, facing Shar Niknor and Harabai. Wait. What do you mean we bring her up? She's already in there. She went into the Lishkat HaGazit. That's where the Beit Din is Mayim Aleah. We learn out that it has to be in the Beit Din HaGadol. So why in the world, how did she go backwards? No, that's the whole point, says the Gemara. That indeed, the Maskinan La, we take her off of the Harabai, then Machtinan La, we bring her back in just to drive her crazy. G'day Le'yag'ah. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, that he wasn't talking about the Sota, he was talking about in another case where we're trying to get people to admit something. And this is part of interrogation techniques. You wear them out. You wear them down. So here we're worried that Edim are coming. Edim are testifying in a case which will result in capital punishment. So we want to get them to admit that they're lying or to just give up. So we bring them to one place and they say, well, this isn't really the right chambers for your testifying. We'll have to go back to room 279. You go to 279, wait 2 hours and... Well, but I've been waiting for 2 hours. Well, I'm sorry. Whoever told you it was 279 didn't know what he was talking about. This is one Gemara that the bureaucracy has learned to perfection. I mean, Misrata Pnim has this as a tenet of faith. Kedeli Yag'ah. What do you need a passport for? Why should you have a 2.7? So therefore, Beit Din does the same thing. Mesiin at Haidim, Mimakom Lamakom. And believe me, that Mesiin does not mean we give them an electric golf cart to transfer them about. Mesiin is a lotion of move them off of their path to be Mesi from something. So they're Mesi at Haidim, Mimakom Lamakom. Kidei shetitarev da'atan aleihem v'yachzru b'hem. They should finally just go bananas. Forget it. Anyway, so getting back to standing in front of Shar Nikanor, so it says that that place is a place where we're mashkinat ha-sotot, and where we bring the mitzoraim and the yoldot. Now, the sotot, and I understand why. The sotot, I mean, it's the beferish of pasuk. Ve'emira kohenet ha-isha lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem has to be facing the entry to the Heichal, which is precisely where Shar Nikanor is placed, right? As its direct line to the Petach HaEichal. It says exactly the same thing by Mitzoraim. Mitzoraim Nami, where it says, Ve'emid ha-kohen et ha-ish ha-mitaher v'otam lifnei Hashem. Petach HaMoed. Obviously, he can't go all the way in because he is a Mechusar Kippurim by definition. That's what he's there for. So lifnei Hashem means facing our Petach HaMoed. I love it when they do etc. when they leave out the main point. This is like a constant printer's thing. Ela yoledet, my time. Where does it say lifnei Hashem by a yoledet? I mean, I can understand that there's an issue. The issue is that we want her to be there because we're bringing a korban for her, so let her get as close as she can to the korban. I mean, maybe that's the reason, but that doesn't make sense either. Is it because people have to come now and stand there to be present when we're bringing the korban for them to Tanya, Ein korbanos shel adam karev elim kein omed al gabav? We want a person to be omed by his korban, even if he's not doing anything. So, I mean, why are you let it? I mean, there's plenty of cases where someone cannot go in because he's a mechusar kippurim. I'm not a zov or a zova. If you're a mechusar kippurim, we might as well have said that the zavin and zavot also stand in shar niknor. In achinami, that would be absolutely true. What do we have to go and explain? We're giving you types. We're giving you a din. In other words, there's a din, first of all, me'ikara din, which has nothing to do with korban necessarily at all, because even before the korban, we have emidaisha. That's the sota. Then we talk about the halacha of a case where it's be'etzem achiyev, not just to be emed on his korban, but over there he's actually part of the korban with the shemen and the dam and the bahonot and so on and so forth. That's the mitzora. Then we give an example of a group of cases which only have to be there for one purpose, which is to be oymed al korban. What do you have to tell you, everyone? A yoledet is basically the equivalent of, and so it's all the same set of people. The Tana Chodim Inayonaka. So the Tana takes one example of that set. Tana Rabbanu. Ein mashkin shtei sotot ke'achat. It says in the Braita that we do not do the Ashkaya where there are two sotot at the same time. Why? Kidei shelo yehei liba gas bechaverta. We don't want her to feel confident. Gas means that you take for granted the significance of yourself, so you feel expensive. So we don't want her to feel sure of herself. If there's another woman there who is saying, I'm Tahora, she may really be Tahora, but this woman, we want her to be willing to admit, instead of having her drink the water and blow up, I mean, why did you just say she's Tameya? So therefore, we only have one at a time, Rabbi Udaimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not why we only have one at a time. Lumina shame huzeh. It's a beferish of posik. The posik says ishbia ota hakohen. That's her. There shouldn't be two people there. I mean, why are you bringing these moralistic reasonings here? It's gzirat hakatuv. No, it says the Gemara. Well, the Tanakama. You know that's true. Doesn't it say ota? Sure. The Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is dorish tama dekra. So he's telling you. Uma tamka omar. He's giving you the reason. In other words, why would the Torah say ota? Well, what do we care if there's two women there? So there must be the Torah saying something intelligible. What is that intelligible point? Kedei shelo yeli bagas bechaverta. Is there a practical difference between them? Might be now. Of course there is. Ike b'nayo rotetet. How about this woman is sitting here trembling out of fear? She's obviously, the issue over here is not Shia Libo Gaspa. Her lave is not gas at anything. And she's still insisting that she's innocent. So, I mean, this isn't the issue. So you're going to bring another woman here. What's it going to change? So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Torah obviously was not referring. You're supposed to use your brains in applying a pusik. The pusik says something. What do you think? Just out of the blue. Only one woman could be a sota. I mean, what sense does that make? It makes sense in that we don't want to provide her the psychological solace to be able to deny. And she's already terrified. So therefore, in this case, we would be able to be mashka, even with those two. Well, why would that be? Says the Gemara. I mean, rotetet. Fine, you've addressed this issue, but still, mi mashkin, will we allow there to be two sotot? There's another issue that you haven't even discussed, which is a universal problem. Nothing to do with sotot. Ha'in osin mitzvot chavilot chavilot. We do not make mitzvahs a factory, basically. What is it, assembly line? I mean, the whole sense of an assembly line is just a bizoyan for the individuality and uniqueness of a case. We're going to do mitzvahs by assembly lines. This is not a special halacha that we darshan from a pasuk in each one. It's simply a principle. The fisheno si mitzvot chavilot chavilot. Mitzvot are not meant to be packages. Omer Abaye v'itemer of Kahana, that's not a question. It's not called chavilot chavilot if two separate kohanim are being osek in two separate sotot. Each one is concentrating uniquely. What, we can't have two, say you have a chasen hall, you can't have two ceremonies going on in different halls. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? If you would be having a mass wedding where everybody's getting married, you're making one wedding for everybody, maybe that would be a chisaron of cheapening. Actually, it's pretty cheap when you got three weddings going on in the same hall. Especially when you can't possibly tell the difference when you walk into one hall or the other. And you tell them I was at the wedding. I was in the downstairs hall. It's happened. No, each one has their own. So therefore, in terms of enosim mitzvot chavilot chavilot, there's no problem. It's two kohanim, two separate ceremonies. The only question is, the Torah said ota, which means you can't have simultaneously two of them being done. Says Rabbi Shimon, why would that be? Only because she's taking encouragement. Okay, so then a rotetet is not an issue. That's where you would have the question of a nafkamina lahalocha between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. Va'kohen ochez bibgadel. The next thing we had in the Mishnah, that the Kohen holds her clothes and tears down. So where do we get that from? I mean, Lamaisa, the Torah only seems to be discussing uncovering her hair. It seems to be going about it a little bit too diligently. So turn around, Bona. Upara et Rosh Ha'isha. Now, actually, it could have said Upara et Rosha, and it would have been perfectly clear. So if it says Upara et Rosha, Ein li ela Rosha, Gufa minayin. So here, the Torah does not say Upara et Rosha. It says Upara et Rosh Ha'isha, which tells me I actually touched the woman herself, not just her head. Im kein ma tamud lomar Upara et Rosha, so then why indeed stress the Rosh issue? No, that's something else. That's to tell me that besides the uncovering of the woman herself, HaKohen Melamed HaKohen Soter Et Sa'ara doesn't just uncover her hair. He takes down her braids and exposes her to the wind, so to speak. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haya Li Ba Na'ah. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, I know if she's got a very pretty little lathe, we wouldn't want to show it off. So why is that? L'meimer de Rabbi Yehuda Chayesh Lirhura. So Rabbi Yehuda is worried that the Kohanim might get turned on, whereas the Rabbanan are not Chayesh. I mean, I thought that we have exactly the opposite of all. It's really a coincidence. But the same issue in the case of a Niskelet, and each one holds exactly the opposite. The Tanya, if a man is going to be stoned, so he's stoned naked, but bechasinuto perek echad milafanav, we give him a little loincloth just to cover his genitals. Vaisha shnei prakim, whereas a woman is also naked, but we put a loincloth in front and back. Echad milafanav veechad milacharia, v'pnei shekula erva, because basically, whether you're looking at it from the front or the back, you're also getting a peek at erva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So over here it's Rabbi Yehuda who is saying the woman should be naked. And the Rabbanan are saying, no, the woman is bichlal not naked. So, well, how do they reverse themselves? Or you the Rabbanan say, we expose the woman, and over here, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, no, if she's pretty, you don't want to do that. So how did that change? Omar Rabba, there's no comparison. In the case of the Sota, it's very possible that they may meet her tomorrow on the street. I mean, what if she's Yotzeit Zakai from Beit Din? So she'll drink the water, and now that same Kohen who saw her yesterday, who did get turned on to her, now all of a sudden she's there and available. Mashenke, the woman who's about to be Niskelet, he's not going to exactly meet her in very fine circumstances. So therefore, in that case, we don't have to worry. So we have a problem over there. If she's Tetzavi Beit Din Zaka'it, so then you'd garub up your Chekuna. Whereas Hatam Hamistalka, or there's the Mistalka, but it could also be Hamistakla. Mistalka means she's about to be stoned. Mistakla means she's out of here. Right? So the correct Gersa since in Sanhedrin, it says Miktala. She will be killed, but it's actually both of them. She's going to be stoned, or she's out of here anyway. But Lamaisa, the killing, but she's out. Okay. So v'chi temos, you're going to say, yes, but what about the fact that we're going to turn these poor pirchei kuna into sex maniacs? I mean, now that we've already shown them Broadway, how are they going to get back to the Beit HaMikdash? So Yiltaina, that after all, they're watching TV. Omar Rava is an amazing thing. Omar Rava Gemiri, getting turned on to one woman does not mean that you're going to become a maniac and that you'll be turned on to somebody else, because each case is unique. And therefore, the Yetzirah will not propel you to take action against another woman. You're asking an interesting question. You're saying that over here, the Gemara is saying, even in the context of being killed, we would say that it's a turn-on, except that it doesn't matter because she'll be dead. So what's the difference if you're turned on, right? And whereas Rav Moshe Paskins, that photos, people have asked me to repeat questions. Whereas Rav Moshe Paskin, when it comes to nude photos that are taken in the context of the Holocaust, that's not considered to be in any way inappropriate and Gorim Hirur, because the context is not a context of preachers. So why would we say that this would be a context of preachers? At least maybe the case of the Sota may be indeed preachers, but why wouldn't we say that the context of killing someone is not a context of pretzels. That was your question. And you want it to be machalik between photograph and live. No, maybe. Certainly the issue is a valid issue and the one that would be well worth exploring if we were interested in defining the nature of pornography right here. But we aren't. Although Lamaisa, obviously, Bemishe Navro'ot, there's a current issue, by the way, which this relates to. Very fascinating. It's mamish current because they are considering passing a law in the EU to prohibit drawings of child pornography. Until now, there's a loophole in the law. They have these animations. Animation nowadays is very realistic. It's instead of downloading child pornography and getting thrown in jail, you can always download child pornography that isn't really children. And they want to make that usur. So why should they make that usur? Who is it harming? So it's harming other children, real children. So this is the shaila of the Gemara, essentially. I mean, the Gemara is not interested in over here in saving your soul. You're a Kohen, you want to be Mahir, so go to Ganim. That's not our problem. Our problem is we don't want to turn you on and have you now maybe taking this woman, right? We're certainly not saying Chayesh Liyur is the issue. We don't want to put someone in a position where he may well be Mahar Herba Avera. That's not what's bothering us over here, the Chayesh Liyur. So if that's the case, the question is, the Gemara says over here that it won't harm another woman, the fact that you turn on to this woman. I was thinking that means that the law is meaningless. Because certainly the moral arbiters of the EU haven't decided to save people from Europe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have. Who knows? Nowadays, I mean, everything is everybody's business. They just arrested somebody here for abusing Winnie the Pooh. Honestly, they really are. No? But once again, Afogba, the Kulaba, it's absolutely remarkable, the issues that the Gemara deals with. You can't get more contemporary than the thought about passing a law, right? They haven't decided yet. So bring it right from the Gemara. So Amar Rav Gemiri de'en yetzer shaleit el b'mashe navrot. So that doesn't bother us. Amar Rav, I don't understand the approach over here. All of you are concentrating on answering Esther and Rabbi Yehuda. Why over here does Rabbi Yehuda say if she's pretty then you shouldn't be megales liba? And when it comes to the din of Skila, Rabbi Yehuda says that she is not stripped before Skila. Why didn't it bother you, the Rabbana, that they also contradict themselves? How come when it comes to Skila, they say over there that a woman is not stripped, and when it comes to the Sota, they say that she is? Explain that. So the Rabbana had run a lokasha. So let me tell you, sir. Ella Amarava. Look, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't have any question. That's fine. You can learn it the way you want. I mean, that's Lokashik Rishanina. You said the difference is that we're chayish for the ultimate disposition of this case if she goes out free. So then the Kohanim should not be turned on to her. But Rabbanan, I mean Lokasha. The issue, Bichlal, is a completely different issue. Hocha time am I? What is the point over here of doing this to the sota? The point is that it says v'nivasru kol anashim v'lo ta'asena kizimatchena. As Yecheskel points out, we want to make an impression on other women. So what do we want to do? We want now to do the same thing by skila. I mean, part of skila is the hachrazan, the making it clear to people, thus shall be done to the woman. So yeah, you need to, like, make it worse. She's being stoned to death. I understand it makes a difference at that point. You know, she's naked. She's not naked. That's the big deal. You don't think it's going to make enough of an impression on people that she's being stoned? V'chi, Tema, maybe you'll say, well, I mean, why not get the most mileage out of it? You know, you might as well go all the way. So v'chi, Tema, lavid batarti. Yeah, why not? Let's be mavaza her by stripping her and also stone her. No. We don't do that. Because Omra Nachman, Omra Baravua, Rabba Baravua, Omakra, the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoch is Machayev you to be Brorlo Mitayafa. If you're going to be killing somebody, do it nicely. So therefore, you would be over on the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha if you're going to choose an unpleasant death. What you got to do, you got to do, but you can't add to it and make it more problematic by also being mavazer. So we won't do that. So are you saying that that's good for the machlokas? In other words, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan, about whether we have to be machban on being nice to people for killing them anyway. Maybe once we're at it, we might as well go all the way. Why look for making it a pleasant experience? Well, a less unpleasant experience. Says the Gemara in law. It's not that Reb Nachman is the machloket anoyim. Everybody agrees that you have to choose a nice way of killing somebody. The kulei ama itlu the Reb Nachman. The question is, what is the nice way? That's the question. We talk about kamif again. Mar sover bizyone odif leitvei mitzara de gufe. We understand that if lamaisa we strip her, she's going to die quickly, more quickly. So she's going to be more wounded. It doesn't have anything to protect her. So she would prefer, nonetheless, to suffer a little bit more and not to suffer the bizayon. And therefore, that is the mita yafa. That's the way people feel. Women feel. Umar sever tzara de gufa adifle tvemi bizayona. Whereas the other man, the Amar, who says, no, let's strip her, is because that is the mita yafa. But they're not arguing about whether there should be a mita yafa. They're arguing on deep down what is her most favorite desire.
Not likely that different people are different.
That's the question. Whether, you know, I mean, obviously we can't start making differences in procedure, but the question is, what is the norm? Yeah. If she's covered with white clothing, put on black clothing. I mean, there's some women who look very enticing in black clothing. Right? So, Tana, ima yushchorim na'im. If she looks good in black, that's not a good idea. So then in that case, of course, whatever it is that does the job, you know, we have a fashion designer at hand, and we need somebody. This is not your color. No. This is it.
And the wife would leave the guy.
Right, right, right. Right. Are you allowed, Klezahav? So if she's wearing golden things, take off the golden things. Come on, you need to tell me that. You just said you went to did all these things to be manavaler. You're certainly not going to have her walk down there with a beautiful golden necklace, are you? I mean, it's a pshita. Ashta nivuli manavale, anemi boy. Says the yes, because there's something to be said for how absurd it brings out. It's like the nezem zahav af chazir. So after your manavaler, indeed, this makes it look more ridiculous. Because it's like people say, you know, there's a saying, Kidiamri Inche, Shaliach Artil, there he is stark naked, Visayim Asani, but he's wearing nice shoes. It's a joke. Reminds me of the time when we used to wear our hats to the bathroom in tells, to the showers. So the time I wore the hat into the shower. I was wondering at the funny looks. That's exactly this Gemara. Forget. Okay, continues the Gemara. Boy, minei Rabbi Abba. The next thing we had was Achakach Mevi Hevel Mitzri, so we bring out this very low-class rope that you use for animals. And we use it to tie her begotim above her breasts. Now the question is, whether that's mi ikaradin, boimine rebabim mirvuna, chevel mitzri, maushiakim besota. I mean, is the chevel mitzri part of the actual ceremony to the point where if you don't have a chevel mitzri, you got to look around and get a hold of one, and otherwise you got to stop the ceremony until you find one? So, or is it just, I mean, you know, it's practical. I mean, is the main point mishum shalo yisham tu begadeh me'aleha? You're basically just trying to make sure that her dress doesn't fall off, but while you're at it, add a little bit to the bizayon by using a chevel mitzri. But if you don't have one, I mean, but tziltzul katan namisag, I mean, use a little band on there. The elastic band would be fine. Oh, dioma, mishum dioma mar. Since we're going to see later that we analyze each element of the ceremony of the sota to be a mida keneged mida, and one of the things that we mention is the chevel mitzri. That he chagralo betziltzul, she put on this fancy little bikini. So lefira koy mevi chevel mitzvah v'kosher lo l'mam lo midadeh. I mean, that's exact mida keneged mida. So maybe it's meikar adin. I mean, if it's meikar madin, so then it would be ma'akev. Omar le'etani to analyze the words of the Mishnah. You'll see it says avacharkach mevi chevel mitzvah. The koshrolo lamala midadeh, which is all fine, except that then it adds in the words kedei shelo yisham tu begadeh mi'aleh. In other words, if the main point were the mida keneged mida, then you wouldn't put in the logistical purpose. If you're stressing the logistical purpose, because that's the ikar. The chevel mitzri is the decoration of a mida keneged mida, but it's not ma'akim. V'chol harotzelir otbayir, and anybody who wants to come and look can come along and look. It's open to the public. Now, then you say, after that, you say that the kol anashim mutarot lirota. Make up your mind. Is it anybody or is it only women? Well, I mean, first you say, yes, want to go kol harotzelir lirot baroah. That's mashma that we don't segregate it. It's, men are not, once again, put down here. Even men are allowed in, right? So, am aloshna gavre, aloshna nashi. Everybody can come in, and then a minute later, you say, v'adatani kol anashim mutarot lirota. I mean, that means dafka women, and not men. So why'd you say everybody? Omer Abaye, I guess, you know, everybody means all the women. Tirgama anashim. It's going on the word nashim. In other words, it means everyone, and I'll explain when I mean everyone. I mean, as long as you're a woman. Amalei Rava, that's a great shot, except for one minor problem that I note that you constantly overlook, and that is, it doesn't say what you're saying. It says the opposite of what you're saying. So, v'hakol harotzelerotaba ro'akatani. I mean, it doesn't, what it says is anybody. I find it a little difficult to believe that anybody means anybody as long as they're a woman. Elohim harava kol harotzelerotaba ro'akatani. Anybody who wants to come, that's fine, can come. Loshna gavri. But women are unique. Women, we want bedafka to encourage to come in. Nashim chayavot lirota. Don't close your eyes. Shenema v'nivasru kol anashim v'lo te'asena kezimatchena. That with the Torah wants women to be impressed by this event. B'midash adam moded ba modedin lo. The same way that a person acts is the way that they are treated mitzad hadin. Hi kishtat atzma la'avera. So she decorates herself to attract now this lover. Hamakom nivla. So God saw to it that she would be made unattractive. Hi giltat atzma la'avera. Hamakom gila alea. She uncovered herself for purposes of sin. So then the Torah goes to see to it that she should be migula for purposes of bizoyin. Be'erech itchila ba'avera techila, v'acharkach ha'beten. She first turned him on with her thigh, and then got him on her tummy. Leficha'ch tilaka ha'yarech techila. So therefore, we find that it says, b'teit ha'shebet yirechich b'felet, bet b'tnech tzava, first yorech, and then beten, v'acharkach ha'beten. Don't think that anything is going to get out of it. Usually when she dies, it'll affect the whole body. It means that there will be, all of her Evarim will be affected. Omer of Yosef, afagav de mida b'teila b'mida lo batil. Now, what we're bringing in over here is a raya to the usage of the concept of b'mida. We're not bringing a raya to mida keneged mida. We're saying b'mida means in a way that is similar. It's not meant to be precise. So if you have a mida, such as, for instance, a chiyuv of arba mitot beitin, which is very well defined. So even though there's no way to have that, but there's a bimida within the same general context, that still is effective. The Omer of Yosef, v'chein toni rebichia, miyom shechorav beit ha-mikdash, afa pishi batla sanhedri, arba mitot lo bitlu. The famous mimer of Rabbi Yosef, which also appears in a Braita, from the time the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Sanhedrin may be batel, but the Arba Mitot Beitin are not batel. What's that supposed to mean? Of course they were batel. By definition, they're batel. There's no Sanhedrin. There's no Mitat Beitin. Vabitlu. Ah. I knew you'd ask that question. But that's the point I'm making. I'm saying that the din of arba mitot lo bitlu. In other words, people are chayev skila. So skila includes the impact, and skila includes the fall. So fine. I mean, maybe a person can still fall off of a roof by accident. So that's similar to skila. Or he could be attacked by an animal and slammed down to the ground, or get into a car accident. Those are things that are similar to skila. So we recognize that there's still a bimida. There's a general sense of what would happen. Here, too, we talk about mida, kedek, and mida. Let's not get overly intense about being medayek, precisely this or that. It means that there's within the range of the mida. That's the meaning of the mida, kenek, bimida, sha'adam. We say mida, kenek, and mida does not meant to be exact. If you have a case, somebody who's chayiv sreifa, his house can burn down. So no fil b'dleika, or sreifa could also mean a nachash mekisho, meaning he's also burned. In other words, we use the word to be nisraf in the sense internally burned. That's how we do sreifa, swallowing lead. So nachash mekisho, mishen et chayiv hariga. Such a person could be, I mean, he's supposed to be have his head cut off. He could be given over to the malchut, and the Frenchies will get him. Or listim b'ayim alav, where you can have muggers, and if he was nitchayev chanika, he was supposed to be killed with chenek, so he can drown. Toveya b'nahar, or mit b'sarungi, he can get diphtheria, and he can die from the same idea. Tanya, Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer, midayin shebimidash adam bondeit b'mot adin lo. Where do we see a remez in the Torah of this concept of mida keneged mida? It's true, we learn out the details in Saita, but as a universal, this is meant to be applied across the board. Saita is very unique, it's very graphic. The Torah went out of its way to actually go through a whole show, but maybe that's because we want specifically the v'nivasru kol anashim v'lo te'asena. So over there, in order to make an impact, it certainly makes a very strong impact when you see clearly that you're talking about mida keneged mida. But how do we know that in general there's a hanhaga min hashamayim of mida keneged mida? Shenemar b'sa se'ah v'shalcha terivena. So what exactly is b'sa se'ah? We understand that b'sa se'ah is a curious usage in which we see the word sa'ah repeated twice. Sa'ah bisa'ah. So we say there what it means is the mida, that's why we're using the mida. A sa'ah is a mida, it's a measurement. It's a measure of volume. So we use the sa'ah per sa'ah. So it's within the context of the same type of measuring system that we will in fact address what it is that you did b'midat adin. There it's talking about destruction. Ainli ela sa'ah. I mean, okay, but a sa'ah is a very big mida. So that's what you're saying is that we don't get down into the details at all. And it's only when something is like a major thing that we'll have a sa'ah versus a sa'ah. But will this apply to small things and it's an overall anhaga? I mean, would it even be that, again, metaphorically, we could talk about a tarkav, which is treyu kav, which is a half, three kav, which is a half of a sa'ah. A chatzi tarkav, a kav, a chatzi kav, a rova, chatzi rova, tuman, even an uchla, which was one-eighth of an eighth we were talking about before, of how much gaiva a person should have. I mean, do we go down ad kedei kach, minayin, that there's a concept of bisa'ah, a bin mida, on all of these levels? Talmud Lomar, therefore, says the Pasuk, ki kol se'un so'ein bera'ash. So kol se'un would mean any type of measurement at all. And how do you know that even though you got away with it once or twice and so on, then there's no mida keneged mida, that we still put it into a savings bank to get you a nice solid mida at one point or another? So how do we know there's a saving bank approach to the din? Talmud Lomar, achat li achat limtzo cheshbon, one by one, pruta by pruta, to ultimately find a cheshbon for din. Because these are separate events. If the Torah, you would think, okay, the Torah was mevater on this one, didn't handle mida keneged mida. Now, more yet, I mean, the shaila is you'll burn in hell, maybe, but I mean, it doesn't mean that necessarily there's tkuva that has to be, and if it didn't happen, it's no longer that nikr. I mean, it's a big chiddush in a sense. You know, maybe 30 years later, we'll put together various things, and now it'll be mida keneged mida. You'll say it seems to be a bit overstated. Well, it's not overstated with the savings bank, right? So that we learn out from achat achat.
Cumulative.
V'chein matzino b'sota. We find this directly in the sota. Shmi midashim madadaba madadula. She was standing there waiting for a lover to come by. So now she's put right there where everybody, right at the door, where everybody could walk by. Let her wave now. So she had all these pretty little bands in her head. Let's put things where they belong. She got all prettied up with her rouge. Let her face turn green, we'll say later on, as the Mayim affects her. She made her eyes oh so pretty. As we'll see later on also, part of her eyes begin to bulge from the effect of the Mayim. She braided her hair oh so pretty. He heratalo beetzpa. Come here, little boy, with her finger. Lefichach tzipornea noshrot. So too her fingernails fall off. Her fingers swell, as we'll see later on. He chigralo betziltzur. She put on her pretty little bikini. Lefichach koin mivi chevel mitzri. Vikosher la balamala midadea. He pashtalo ad yirecha. She stretched out her thigh. Lefichach yirecha nofelet. He kibalato akresa. Lefichach bitnat sava. So she had him on her tummy, and now her tummy swells. She gave him all kinds of yummy stuff. She was giving him these delicious cocktails in her pretty cocktail cups. She acted out in private. Yoshev b'seter alyon samba panim. So there's also a getter of bimida, includes every type of pun. There's also bimida. This is not what just stomp punning. There's also a concept of bimida. It's in the list of the bimidas. So there's a yoshe b'seter elyon, in which there's no such thing as seter mipanav. So now you want to go ahead and do something b'seter, as if there is no yoshe b'seter elyon. So then, indeed, the yoshe b'seter elyon replies the Ve'ein Noef Shamra Nefesh. Sure, the eyes of the Noef waits until it gets dark. Leimor, oh, lo toshureni ayin. I don't want anybody to see me. V'seiter panim yasim. But the Yoshe v'seiter, his panim, he will see her. And then all of this happens to her. Dovar acher, he asta v'seiter hamakom pirsema begalui. The other mida keneged mida is the pirsum. The pirsum is precisely keneged the search for seter. Shenemar techasa sina. Actually, I mean, we're using it as a techasa. It's really techase. Techase sina b'mashaon. Mashaon is a lotion of shoah. The shoah is a sense of darkness and hopelessness. So she's looking for this, for the darkness, basically, but a darkness for evil. Tigalera ato bekahal, and that's exactly what happens here to her. Amakom pirsema begalui. Malinota hatam kaima. The maskino la machtino la kedei leyaga. The tani Rabbi Shimon Azar Omer Beitin misa inata idim imakom la makom kedei shetitarev da tana layem veyachzeru be. Shisham maskinat asotot. So bishlei besotot ukliv emira kainatay shalif neyashem. Mitzora imna midichti ve mirakoina mitaher ela yoledet my time ila mimshum daat yin mekayim en akurbanayo detanyin korbano shel adam karev elohim ken omed al gabav yachi zavin ve zavot nami enochi nami tana chodem in ayon dokas tana rabbanon in bashkin shtei sotot ki achat kedei shtelot ei liba gasa bechaverta Rabbi Yehuda imer lo men hashem uze elo makra ota vishbiya akoin ota is ota lavada. The Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon, who's being dorish the meaning of the Pasuk Otad. He's dorish time in the crowd. Umatam kama. Matam otalavada. Kedei shelo yei li bagas becharvatas. What does it make a difference? I mean, what are we arguing about? My binayo makes a big difference. Ike binayo rotetet. What? Rotetet. Rotetet anyway. We wouldn't be mashke, forget about the other issues. There's a problem. Veinosim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. It's not. Ein mashkin shtei sotot keachat. Ve'in metarin shtei metzora'in keachat. Ve'in rotzein shtei avadim keachat. Ve'in orfin shtei agalot keachat. Ve'inosim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. This is beferish. Ovinot sotot tu. Om rabbi vitem rivkana lo kashet. That's enough to explain kohen echad. We're talking about b'shnei kohanim. There's no chavilot. So now what's the din? Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. HaKohen Ochez B'Vegadea, Tanu Rabbanan, who fara et Rosh HaIsha, En Li Ela Rosha, Gufa Minayi, Talmud Lomar HaIsha, Sim Kem Hatam Lefaras Rosha, Malam Shakohen Soter et Sara, Rabbi Yudha Amir Maya Libana, Dimla Memed, Rabbi Yudha Chayesh Lirura, V'Rabbanan Lo Chayesh, V'Yim Chasham Minalu, Tanya, האיש בחסינו אותו פרק אחד מלפניו, והאישה שני פרקים, אחד מלפניה ואחד מלאחריה, ובני שכולה ערבה, דיב רבי ירו, וחכמים אומרים, only the איש is נזכה לארום, אני אישה זה נזכה לדארומה, which seems to be a מחלוקת about her. אמר רוב, no. אך התאים המאי, שמה תצא מבית דין זכאית, ויתגרו בה פרחי כהונה, ואז אדם, מה מסתלקו, מסתקלו. וכי תמאתי להתגורי באחרניתו, אומר רוב הגמירי דיין יצר הרע שולט, אלא במה שאין עברות. אומר רוב, why are you focused only on the Rav Yehuda kasha, but the Rabbanan and Rabbanan are lo kasha. אלא אמר רוב, look, the Rav Yehuda you could say is lo kasha כשנינה. The Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, we're basically talking about a whole other issue over here. נאמר לו קשה, הוכה תאים המאי, משום וניבשרו כל אנשים, מה שאין כן, over here, what are you going to say? We need to have an Ivasru. Ein lecha yisur gadol mizeh. V'chi teima la'avid batarte. Amr nachon amr bavu amr kro. V'ahavta l'reach ha'kamocha means b'ror lo mita yafa. So are we saying now that Reb Nachman's maimer is a machlokes tanoim? No. Kulei alma ito de Reb Nachman. V'ocha boka miflagei. Mar sova bizyone. Adif le tvei mitzara de gufe. Umar sova tzara de gufe. Adif la tvei mi bizyona. הייתה מכוסה לבנים, מכסה בשחורים, תנא. אם היו שחורים נעים לה, אביסלי, מכסים אותה בגדים מכוערים. היו עליה כלי זהב. אביסלי, אמין, אשתה ניבו למנהב עליי. הנה מבואי, מה זה תמה בנית לי ביזיון תפי? כדי אמרי אינשי, שליח ארטיל וסיים מסעני. כמה שמולם. ואחר כך מביא חבל מצרית, בואי מנהים רבה מרבונה. This חבל המצרי, מה שיעקב בסוטה, is the main point משום שלא ישמתו בגדיה מעליהו. In which case, b'tziltzul katan, you can get it done also. O dilmi mishum diyam amar, hich agrolo b'tziltzul, afich akomi v'chevel ha-mitzri, v'koshel ha-malam idadea. So using a tziltzul would be like the opposite of mina g'dag amida. So then it would be ma'akev. Amar leiteni tu'a, v'achar kach mivichevel mitzri, v'koshel ha-malam idadea, and then he throws in unnecessarily, k'dei shelo yishamtu b'gadea mi'aleha. Obviously an indication that it's not ma'akev. וכל הרוצה לראות בו יראה גוף הקשה. First to say, כל הרוצה לראות בו רואה. אמר לא של גבי, לא של הנשי. עוד התני, כל הנשים מותרות לראותה, which means only נשים, but not אנשים. אמר רבי, well, you know, כל means כל הנשים. So תרגם אנשים. אמר לי רבי, that's great terrets. וכל הרוצה לראות בו רואה קטני. אלא אמר רבי, כל הרוצה לראות בו רואה, that's true. That's as an option. לא של גבי ולא של הנשי. But when it comes to nashim, it's something unique. So over there, they're chayavot lirotash remavin v'yisruk al nashim. V'look is tasenagazim atchena. So if I repeat that anashim mutarot lirotah, it means that you understand. I want you to recognize. Hey, you can come in. Hey, you can come in means we're encouraging you to come in. Shadam b'vid b'vadin la. Hikishta tatzbanavir amakom nivla. היא גילתה את עצמה לאוויר המקום גילה עליה בירח התחילה באווירה תחילה אחר כך הבטח התחילה כך הירח תחילה ואחר כך הבטח ושק על הגוף לא פלט אום רב יוסף אף אגב במידה בתהילה במידה לא בתהיל דום רב יוסף וכן תנו מפחים מיום שחור הבית המקדש אף פי שבת לסנהדרין ארבע מיטות לא בית לו what do you mean? Abitlo, dinar bamitot lo bitlo. Mishnet chayev skila onofer menagago chayada rasato. Mishnet chayev srefa onofer bedleka onachash mekisho. Mishnet chayev ariga onim salam alchut olistim boim alav. Mishnet chayev chanika otovei benar omed beserunket. Tanya, Rabbi Meir omer minayin shbemida shana modid bo, modidim lo. Shenemar besa'a b'shachat rivena. Ein liyala sa'a. מנהל לרבות תרקה וחצי תרקה וחד, זה קו, חצי קו, רובה, חצי רובה, תומה נוכלה, מנהל. תלמוד לא אומר כי כל סעון סעין ברעש, ומנהל שכל פרוטה ופרוטה מצטרפת לחשבון גדול, תלמוד לא אומר אחת לאחת לבצור חשבון, וכן מצינו בסוטה, שבמידה שמדדה בה, מדדו לה, היא עמדה על הפתח ביתה, לראות עוד, וכהן מעמידה על שער נקדור, אמר כלונה לכל, היא פרסה לו סודרים נעים על ראשה, וכהן אותו כיפה מעל ראשה מניחה תחת רגליה, היא קישתה לו פניה, לפיכך פניה מוריקות, היא כחלה לו עיניה, לפיכך עיניה בולטות, היא קלעה לו את שערה, לפיכך כהן סותר את שערה, היא הראתה לו באצבע, לפיכך ציפורניה נושרות, היא חגרה לו בצילוצה, לפיכך כהן מביא חבר מצפיקו שלו למעל מתדדיה, היא פשטה לו את יריכה, לפיכך יריכה נופלת, היא קיבלתו הקריסה, לפיכך ביטנה צבא, היא אחר לטום מעדני עולם, לפיכך קורבן המאכל בהמה, היא השקטהו יין משובח בכוסות משובחים, לפיכך כהן בהשקה, מים המרים במקידה של חרס. היא עשתה בסתר, יושב בסתר עליון, שם לפנים. שנאמר ואין נואף שמרה נפש, לאמר לא תשורני עין, and once again, of course, we leave out the important part, וסתר פנים ישים, I don't know why they do this. דובר אחר, היא עשתה בסתר, המקום פרסומה בגלוי, שנאמר תחסה, שנאה במה שאומר, שלא שלב חושך, תגלה רעתו בקהל.